beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We got Matt Baker. They call him the Dreadlock Alex Jones. By the way, he was making fun of me because I can't pronounce a certain word, so he better not say it. Matt Baker, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? Great show last night. The Hulk Hogan thing was just absolutely awesome. I couldn't believe he actually went through with the whole thing. But I had a weird premonition before on that day. I was listening to the preamble to the assassination, and they had live coverage going for about 2 hours beforehand. They're like, Trump's going to be coming out any minute now. And it took hours for him to come out. And they started talking about the town. They're like, this is a tiny little town. It's like 1,300 people in this little town, and it's like 30 miles from anywhere. And I couldn't help but think, like, why are they having it in this weird little town? And then I start looking at the scenery, and I'm like, they might as well have, like, dropped him in the middle of, like, Vietnam or something. Like, is there anywhere that you could put him where there's more possibilities? There's a water tower, multiple buildings, trees where people could be in tree stands. I mean, the whole setup was like a shooting gallery. There would be, even if they were on point, it would be almost impossible to stop a sniper at that point in the game. So I think it would be interesting to know who picked that location, who owns that location, why it was picked, and you know, exactly why that whole thing went down. And on top of that, I think, I wish I wasn't busy right now and don't have the funds, but I know you guys don't either, but if anybody wants to make their bones in this movement, go to that town and start interviewing people while it's still fresh. Go to the water tower, climb the water tower, climb on that building.
Well, apparently the water tower is under full police lockdown.
Exactly. And then go and ask those cops why. And go and talk to his mother.
The only person I've seen following up actually on the ground is a reporter named George Webb. I'm not sure if anybody else is following up on the ground. Of course, I'm under a federal travel ban, so I can't travel. But yeah, you're right. There should be people on the ground reporting, giving us a better idea of the landscape there as the cover-up is on.
Seriously, I mean, there's a chance that you might find brass on the ground. There's a chance you might find, you know, physical evidence somewhere. These guys are being...
Yeah, you know, and that's a great point, too. Like, I don't know if you saw John Cullen on with me yesterday. I was convinced it was a single shooter. He's now made me think I could be wrong about that. And that's why I invited him on to have this discussion. If there was a shooter, let's say in a tree on that line that he believes there was another shooter at, well, you could be going through that area on that line and see, was there any signs, somebody climbing a tree? Any signs of a bullet going through a tree?
Yeah, a candy wrapper, anything that might have evidence on it, because the whole investigation is the cover-up. As you know, once they start investigation, I sued the police once. And I was like, oh, that's good. They're having an investigation. And at that point, I could no longer get the records or any of the photographs or anything that was involved in the ongoing investigation. And the investigation went until after my case was closed. So this whole hiding evidence thing's been going on since even before you were doing it. You know, it's not high profile. But they'll put whatever evidence they want in the court, and they'll hide and basically use the investigation as a force field to block all things. Like, oh, give us that cell phone. Yeah, we need that information. They're like, oh, my God, they're using my thing. It's like, hey, can I get my cell phone back? They're like, we lost it. Yeah, we lost those cameras. That's all gone down, you know. And I don't know what some – I just can't believe that the town hasn't been descended on by amateur.
Well, and now you've got this whole CrowdStrike Microsoft outage. And, of course, you know, people are conspiracy theorizing that is this whole outage an attempt for them to cover up something that might have been discovered about this shooting, this assassination attempt, that they had this outage?
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'm glad Rob D was just in here in the break, and I was going to say this anyway, but it just shows we're all synced up. We're all watching the same stuff. CNN never covers Trump rallies. They make it a point not to cover Trump rallies. CNN was posted up there covering the entire Trump rally, and we're covering it live. Is that something of interest? So many questions, so many anomalies. And of course, what's the big problem? Do you trust the FBI? Do you trust the Secret Service now? Do you trust the mainstream media? Do you trust Kim Cheadle? Do you trust any liberal ever? We got trust issues. We go back to the phone lines, and let's go to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, hey. Love the InfoWars crew. Big shout out. I got my bottle of Ultra 12 here. If I miss it for a couple days, I totally 12. Can tell it gives me energy. And I've been trying to open up my third eye with the Survival Shield X3. And I feel like I'm seeing things a little more clearly. And I don't know if I make it. Are you there, man?
Yeah, right on.
Okay. So I don't know if I'm recounting this correctly, but when I was listening to Trump describe what happened to him, he said he turned, and if he hadn't turned, he would have been, you know, it would have been worse. And he said if he had turned a little more, like, I don't think he was looking directly at the Jumbotron. And I was listening to your guest yesterday, and part of his theory about the second shooter on the water tower was that if Trump was looking directly at the Jumbotron, that he would have, that's where the, it would have nicked his ear. But I feel like yesterday when he was recounting it, he was making it a point to tell us he wasn't quite looking that far. He said, if I looked a little more.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The exact words he used, I think we're both kind of cloudy about it. Maybe we can review it. To get into what I was talking about yesterday with Cullen is, and I think that we both kind of had our own, turnover moment, if you will, whereas he's made me rethink that there was a second shooter when I didn't think so because of that one video that would draw a line that isn't in line with the shooter on the roof. But I think I may have had my turnover moment where I think there's enough evidence to show that, I mean, I don't believe in a water tower shooter. I've not seen enough. There's nothing that's convinced me or opened up my curiosity enough to look into that. And when you talk about the angle of Trump's head with the podium, you can see, and because there's multiple angles, you can see that because those Trump hats have like a pointed top. And you can see that the pointed top is parallel with the podium. And you can see that his cheeks, you can see his right cheek, but you can't see his left cheek. So he wasn't fully turned around to the podium. He was basically parallel with the podium. So he wasn't completely turned around to the video board. Excuse me. So he was basically parallel to the podium. He wasn't fully turned around to the video board. He made some reference to that, but again, this is kind of like, it goes back to that one caller who was talking to me about like mystery meat of something, some military signal about, you know, an ear. I mean, the odds that they planned to shoot him in the ear and have everything down to a millimeter and a millisecond are impossible. So that just doesn't add up to me. I mean, really, it was him moving his head is why the bullet missed. So, but you know, even the photo of the bullet that we have from Doug Mills is strange, because to me, that is not in line with his ear. It looks below where it struck his ear based off of that. But then also, it's like, if you look at the three shots of him before it hits, when it hits, and after it hits, you can see that there's like kind of like a tiny little bit of blood on his hand after he goes to his ear. I'm sorry, I'm just rapping here. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's it, man. I just think Trump was told us last night that he was not turned all the way towards the water tower, which I think would have he would have had to have been to support Cullen's claim of a second shooter on the tower that hit his ear. Does that make sense? I think he said it. He said if I had turned a little more, it's like he told us last night that he was not turned towards the water tower, totally towards the screen.
Well, I'm willing to hear everybody's breakdown and get into their opinions of what happened. And like I said, I think maybe I might have changed Cullen's mind on the water tower. Some people still are completely convinced it's the water tower. I think Cullen definitely changed my mind on the potential of a second shooter with that one video breakdown that shows it looks like there was a shot that was basically parallel to the top row of the bleachers that I didn't really pick up on until he broke it down. And then it does look like, oh, wait a second, that does look like a single shot that went parallel with the top row of the bleachers. There is the video of the Secret Service agent on the roof flinching. Now, I saw that before, and I just thought, well, that could be anything. He could be flinching over a shot. You know, he could be flinching over even if somebody, if his earpiece is silent and somebody screams in his earpiece, he could flinch. But then you see that, and I'm like, well, wait a second. That does have a different line than everything else that I've been evaluating that all goes on the same line. So, some people are totally convinced over the water tower. I'm not. I'm still of the belief that there was nothing on the water tower. They are locking down the water tower. That could just be part of a larger crime scene that they're just locking down access to that. I think if you look at it, you can see that his left cheek and the point of his hat are parallel to the front of the podium. And that's why I think that the shot of the ear is coming from directly to his right and not if he was turned all the way facing the podium from the water tower.
Yeah,
I don't remember what Trump – Trump made some reference to that last night, but I'm like you. I can't really exactly recall.
But I mean, I think he told us, man. I think he told us he wasn't quite looking that way. But I'm gonna keep up with the Survival Shield X3, man, because I think it's opening up that third eye. I'm seeing stuff. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Once you get that pineal gland and access to it again, it changes everything, no doubt. Thank you for the call, Jim. Survival Shield X3, InfoWarsStore.com. That's what he's talking about. Let's go to Karen in Missouri. Karen, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Happy Friday, Mr. Owen.
Thank you.
My question is, are the Secret Service required to keep the Trump team up to speed on security concerns and changes like, hey, you're getting a second string team this round, and give the info to them?
You know, that's a good question and one that I've not really heard investigated. The best response I could give you is there's different levels of the team, and I would imagine that Trump has at least, I would suspect maybe one person, but it could change, that kind of he's in direct contact with that gives him information. But I don't know. That's a fair question. I can't say that I know that for sure.
I appreciate that. I'm trying to wrap my head around everything, and it just blows my mind. Like whenever, let's say I put together something with the public, and there's supposed to be, you know, different things going on. There's points of contact to go, hey, this situation has arisen, and you troubleshoot and make adjustments. You know, what thing doesn't come up with any kind of issue when you're planning it with the public? I'm just blown away at where was the communication breakdown, and the whole thing just stinks to high hell.
Well, I mean, look, here's a couple of questions, too. Why was Trump, and this is the big one, and I imagine somebody will ask this question at the hearing, but Kim Cheadle probably might not even know the answer, actually, because she wasn't there. And as far as we can tell, she's not even asking these questions either, trying to figure out. Why was Trump allowed to take the stage? Now, I've been part of events, and obviously I'm nowhere near a priority protection like Donald Trump, right? But I've been at speaking events, I've been at political events, I've been at other events where we have a security detail, and I'll be told by my main security contact that, hey, we have a potential situation, don't go on stage. Or, hey, we have a potential situation, don't leave the vehicle yet. I mean, that's happened to me. I'm like 1% of the priority of Donald Trump. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, we've had the best security here at InfoWars. I mean, thank Alex and the InfoWars audience for that. But, I mean, really the best. But, yeah, I mean, I'm saying, like, even a low priority like me with, what, maybe 2%, 1% of the access that Secret Service or that security detail would have, and I'm even familiar with that. Hey, we've got a situation over here. Don't go on the stage yet. Hey, we've got a situation over here. Don't leave the vehicle yet. Hey, we've got this situation over here. We can't transfer you from the venue to the vehicle yet. I mean, and you're telling me Secret Service couldn't do that for Donald Trump when they know this sketchy individual is running around for at least an hour? I mean, come on.
Right. And I will have to say this, too. I don't think you guys understand the gravity of what you're doing for the American public. And I was a critic, and I am ashamed, and I am apologizing for being a critic of InfoWars. And what you're doing and waking us up and getting us to realize truly what is the truth and what is going on, I cannot thank you enough. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Karen. And that's okay that you were a skeptic or even a non-believer, we might say, or thought negatively of us. That's fine. That's not your fault. But you're here with us now and you understand it. And so we're glad to have you. You know, here's another question that should be asked. Would any of that Secret Service detail that we're now learning more about that weren't even Secret Service, actually, have any of them ever been assigned to Joe Biden? Have any of them ever been assigned to Barack Obama? Have any of those fumbling, bumbling Secret Service agents that all seem to have been women, have any of them ever been on Biden's security detail? Any of the Bidens? Have any of them ever been on Obama's security detail? Or was that just for Trump? Was that just for Trump to have the pudgy, fumbling women on his security detail? What other security details for Secret Service have they ever been on, if any? That's an interesting question I'd like to know. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Happy Friday, Owen. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, I think it was Monday morning I said to Harrison, you know, it looked to me like the snipers, the counter-sniper team, were taking incoming and were flinching because they've been in live fire exercises. And they know what it sounds like for a bullet to go whizzing by them. And there was no really confirmation of that at the time. But my reaction was they clearly were not the team that took down Crooks, if Crooks is the actual guy. But
Wait a second. You're saying you don't think, I mean, the official story is they took down Crooks, even though they lied about the timing. You don't think that's true?
Oh, it's not really my bigger issue. Whether it's Urich or Crooks or whatever, the whole thing stinks. And this whole Homeland Investigative Services substitution of these people that aren't even Secret Service agents. You know, if I were in the Secret Service and normally on Trump's detail, and we know we have a rally coming up, and they tell me 5 days in advance, oh, you're not going to be on the detail that you're normally on with him, I'd be like a whistleblower. I'd say something's about to go down. They're switching us out for people that don't have the ability to do what we do. You know, but somehow these people just bite their tongue and don't do anything with the information that something strange is about to go down. That bothers me.
But, so, but you're talking about before it happened, not after, right?
Yeah, beforehand. You know,
yeah, okay.
Would normally be there. Like his normal body man wasn't his normal body man, and people like that. So it's like something was clearly about to go down. This was obviously going to take place before the RNC. So you'd be suspicious that things were being switched around by Homeland Security and Mayorkas in advance of the last rally before the RNC. You'd say, well, wait a minute. We should have more people, not less people.
Well, let's just think logically. Let's hone in on this and think logically. And this goes back to the question that the lady asked about, you know, is this the normal detail for Trump or, you know, who's running point? Because if they knew about this rally, again, I forget the date, but I think it was about 2 weeks ahead of time, this rally was planned and made public. So let's say give or take 14 days, but even if it's 10 days, you know, at that time, a security detail is given their orders. It is arranged at that time. So, I mean, if there were any changes or if there's anything odd about it at that time, it should have been known. And so that's what you're saying is like, where was the alert beforehand?
In a Secret Service capacity as a normal person that's assigned into detail for the former president, and I get told ahead of time that something's going to go down in the sense that you're not going to be on your normal assignment this week when it's, you know, the last time before the convention, I'd be talking to people in the media that I know saying, you know, I keep this on the down low, but I think something's about to happen because they're switching up the normal allocation of people that actually know how to do the job properly. And what they just said, this was considered a loose security event. I mean, I'm sure this sort of verbiage went through the society that is the close-knit society of Secret Service agents, and everybody should have said to each other, this is weird that we're all sort of being taken off our normal work detail, and we're being substituted with Mayorkas' stooges that don't even know how to do the job. So it's disturbing that, you know, places like InfoWorks exist, and we're sort of connected in, and they didn't tell you ahead of time, you know, kind of like Hillary and her van, where they told you got to watch Hillary. She actually has a sickness, and she has a medical van that follows her around. You know, when things like this, where Trump is going to be vulnerable because they're not there doing their normal job and somebody's replacing them, it'd be nice if whistleblowers would get on the horn and talk to somebody. I know they're concerned that everything's being surveilled and it's not easy to get in touch with people electronically or easily in a timely basis, but it's just, you know, this whole thing is just weird. Mike Adams is making headway in the auditory area where he's saying that clearly there was two shooters, if not three, because shots were coming from 1,400 feet, 800 feet, and 400 feet.
Well, did you hear my audio breakdown? And I didn't go as detailed as Mike Adams, but I just went into the – because, look, I mean, here's been my approach, just so people understand. And there's other people that are, like, going – beyond anything that even happened that day and like looking into family members and who owns this property or who owns that property and all these other things. There's really people that are focusing on the audio aspect and other things. I'm taking in what I can get of that day, of that event that is irrefutable, hardcore evidence. And then I'm comparing and contrasting to what we're being told and seeing what adds up and what doesn't add up. So, I mean, I don't know if you saw, but in case people didn't, I just took the video that's closest to Donald Trump, that's pretty high quality. I mean, it was probably shot on an iPhone. There's pretty high quality camera, pretty high quality audio. And you can hear in that video, it's about a 14 second between the first shot that's fired and the last shot that's fired. And the first shot and the last shot all sound like it's the same shot, but there's one shot that sounds like it's a totally different shot. And so if I'm just listening to that, I'm thinking, okay, well, the first give or take eight shots were from the guy on the roof. And then the shot after that was the Secret Service putting them down. But then that doesn't make sense, because then what's the last shot? But then they say, oh, it was a 20-second period between the first shot and the last shot, but there's no audio evidence of that. So I don't know if you want to expand on what Adams is getting into, but I would say that it's pretty much been proven that the official story doesn't add up with the audio.
Yeah, I don't think the official story adds up with reality in any capacity at all, but whether the first three shots were from Crooks or then the first six shots were from the building Crooks was on, and Crooks never even fired, we you know, haven't ascertained that yet. But Mike Adams and your guest yesterday, and there's another guy that's doing same sort of analysis of the recording of the audio, is all putting together that there had to be at least a second shooter, if not a third, from farther away. And I don't know if anybody's got a record of when the counter sniper actually drops Crooks. You know, I've heard different numbers for that. Like, they didn't shoot him down until 26 seconds had gone by.
That's the official story, which to me is totally – it's not just unproven, it's disproven. There is zero evidence of any shot after 14 seconds after the first shot.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's all kinds of questions. It just gets muddier every day, it seems like. You know, the people that are doing really good work with what's available, the evidence, sort of get shunted to the side, and people tell them, just, you know, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. And you know, Monday's going to be a show at best. You know, I don't know how many questions we'll get answered.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if we can, I mean, there's no point in speculating on what we're going to see Monday. We'll see when it happens, but I would say... I would guess the result of Monday is not going to be any answers. It's going to be more people doubting the official narrative. That, I mean, that's what's going to happen.
I hope so.
I don't see it. Right, I mean, look, here we are. Jefferson, thank you for the call. I mean, folks, we are now 6 days removed. We are now 6 days removed from the attempted assassination of Donald Trump, in which one man died. At least two others were shot that we know of. And now there's these other stories about multiple police officers getting hit with shrapnel and stuff. Well, I'd like to know where they were located. We don't get any of that. 6 days removed from this deadly assassination attempt, and not a single follow-up press conference. Not one. And there wouldn't even be any information made public if it wasn't for the oversight committee demanding Cheadle, subpoenaing Cheadle to show up for a hearing. How in the hell can you not have a press conference? They could show us bullet casings. They could show us the gun. They could probably even show us the actual bullets. They could show us where each bullet hit. They could show us where the bullet went through the shooter. I mean, all of this information could be made public. They have all of this information is known to anybody that's doing the investigation, if there's even an investigation going on. All of this stuff has definitely already been investigated and answered. They could present all of this to the American people. They're not presenting any of it. Who put the bullets into the gun? You don't think there's fingerprints on it? Where's the footage of the alleged shooter getting a ladder from Home Depot? You know that footage exists. Let's see it. Let's hear the audio of the transmissions. Let's make those public. I mean, the fact alone that they're not having press conferences is obvious, but it's true. The fact alone that they're not having press conferences is like the biggest evidence of a cover-up. I mean, that's crazy. Anytime there's a big event like this, they have multiple press conferences, at least one a day as more information is coming in. And they haven't had one, even though all of these things could be asked and answered. I mean, folks, they should have already presented a full-on diagram for the American people. How many shots were taken, the exact line and trajectory of each shot, each one, the line and trajectory of the shot of Secret Service that took out the shooter, and we should see the gun and the bullets and the bullet casing. I mean, they could present all of this to the American people if there was a real investigation going on and not a cover-up. And yet we get nothing. So we have to do it on our own.
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They did such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Piercing through the globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
We have footage of the shooter that day being on the roof, and I'm just going through all this in my head. I guess it was originally shared with TMZ, that footage, and that's why that watermark is on it. Where's the rest of the footage? You're filming a gunman on the roof at a Trump rally in a panic, and you stop filming? Where's the rest of the footage? Did you really stop filming that? Is that it? Where is the rest of the footage? Does nobody have any footage of him taking a shot or getting shot? As we know this whole thing is going down, dozens of people were witnessing it, calling it out, filming it. I'd like to know who gave that footage to TMZ and why there isn't any more footage. Why did you stop recording? Because I was thinking in my head, and I was saying this in the break, just talking about this with the crew, I'm thinking, I think more footage is going to emerge. I'm guessing we haven't seen all the footage yet, and that more footage will emerge from this. Because so many people were filming, and it's just like, you have to just dig through the internet trying to find it all. And some people probably haven't even figured out how to post it to the internet yet. So my guess is there's still more footage to be seen. But it's like, how do we not? Seems like something else is missing here. All right, I'm going to go back to the phone lines. By the way, people are saying, well, does this internet outage have anything to do with a cover-up, or is it something else? Global Microsoft outage, grounded a bunch of planes, CrowdStrike that's already involved in sketchy stuff as it is, with the WikiLeaks and the DNC laptop and other Democrat deals. And then the CEO was being interviewed about this and had a very awkward moment in clip 14.
According to your statement, it was a single content update that has managed to shut down air travel, credit card payment systems, banks, broadcasts, street lights, 911, emergency around the globe. Why is there not some kind of redundancy or some sort of backup? How is it that one single software bug can have such a profound and immediate impact?
Well, when you look at the complexity of cybersecurity, you're always trying to stay one step ahead of the adversaries. Excuse me. Man, just one second, please.
Oh, yeah. Take a drink of water.
Yeah, sorry.
Sure.
So now people, they say it's the biggest outage in history. It wreaks havoc on airlines, computer systems all over the place. It's likely many people in the audience dealt with this. I don't know. Did you guys deal with any of these outages today? So there's all kind. Now this is being tied into the conspiracy. Oh, is it an outage to clear some records about the shooting they don't want you to see that might be out there? Something else about to happen? Yeah. So, all kinds of things affected by this. Is there something bigger to it? Do you really believe it was just a system update crashed the whole thing? Hard to believe anything these days. But there you go. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's see here. Let's go to Captain America in New York. Captain America, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen Troy. How you doing? Good to talk to you again. So I got a couple of two things that I want to mention. First, sentiment in the military. Since this attempt on Donald Trump's life, this has like galvanized a lot of the people that were like kind of like, you know, man, I'm going to vote for Kennedy. Or everybody's pretty much like, dude, we're voting for DJT. Second, Maria Zach is involved in a whistleblow and investigation with the Italian government sending malicious code via satellite. And her team of 50 people got in touch with me. I talked to Harrison about a week and a half ago about this, and they gave me her number, and she wants to talk to you. If I can just talk to the producers afterwards and just give her her personal number to give her you a call. She would love to, like, just kind of break down how she got the information. The Kansas elections were overturned because of her testimony. And a bunch of other states that are about to overturn.
Do you have a Trump hat on or something?
So I got two Trump flags on my car, and everybody's, I'm on the...
We can literally hear people cheering you on right now.
Yeah. Everybody, people are popping their fists in the air, screaming, fight.
You know
fight.
What? Look, awesome. I'm kind of distracted. Here, just pause for a second, Captain America. We'll put you on hold, and you can share this information. I'll look into this. It's funny that this is happening to you. Immediately after the assassination attempt, it was like all of a sudden there were more Trump flags up on cars. I wore a Trump hat to the gym today, which I don't normally do. I don't want to do a whole political deal at the gym. I wore a Trump hat to the gym today, had multiple people basically like nodding their heads like, yeah. It's a totally new culture now. It's a totally everything. The climate is different now.
Neighborhood. I live in a little mixed culture neighborhood, and all the brothers are coming up. Like, they're all like, dude, our boy got shot. It's galvanized. I mean, yeah, we're definitely the temperature, the climate has definitely changed. And we just need to make sure we pray and vote, you know? everybody's all divided on this J.D. Vance and stuff. Like, you mentioned it a couple of days ago. Like, who else then? You know, you're complaining, but who else? Stop complaining. Give solutions. And nobody
yeah, I completely anything, agree, you know? And thank you for the call. And like, here's another one. Well, I'm not even going to get into it. But, you know, I think I'm going to go with the guy that took a bullet for the country and not the guy that, you know, sits on the internet all day. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, this is clearly, obviously, a deep state operation. And, dude, it is being exposed faster than Stormy Daniels at a strip club.
That's pretty fast.
Thanks, man. Hey, so the thing that's getting to me quick right now is that immediately the deep state comes out and they blame the Iranians. And then they've doubled down, saying this is all about the Iranians. What's going through my head is there was that ban of explosives found. So what if, okay, there was more than one shooter, that's obvious. After they took Trump out, I think they were planning on blowing up that ban in the crowd. They thought the crowd was going to be going crazy. And then they were going to try to do a mass casualty event at that thing. And then blame the Iranians.
Wait a second. You know the van apparently was actually recovered at the house. It wasn't even on the scene.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah, so that was a big curveball. Now they're saying he drove a Hyundai coupe. I think it was a Sonata, I forget, that they're saying he drove that to the event. Apparently they have him now going in and out of the car like six times.
Yeah, the story keeps changing. They're throwing us all this extra stuff to confuse us. But what's the deep state saying? They are trying to pin it on the Iranians, which tells me the end game is to drag America into a war with Iran on behalf of Israel. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, I don't disagree with the final analysis there, Daryl. And whether it's just straight up Israeli propaganda that's being fed about this Iran thing or some other levels of the deep state, it's obviously being thrown out there to throw us off the scent, 100%. And that might also be why they're talking about these encrypted bank accounts too. That could tie into that, throw us off the scent too.
Right. And what if they were so confident that this whole operation was going to go through? We know all the news stations were there. They were going to traumatize America with a JFK-like incident on Trump, completely traumatize us. And then they already had this computer hack to take down these systems planned. So they were going to add that as another layer, and then who knows what's coming next. So I think we're kind of in the middle, and the first part of the operation failed. So
yeah.
The second part's continuing. What's the third?
That's a good point.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. Anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? He's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice. The silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say, Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support for the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 silver bars. gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. HerkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals and food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
See, like I remember seeing Trump and Ivanka. Like,
here it is.
Oh, here he is. They were testing out the teleprompter, and it was so interesting to see the behind-the-scenes stuff. I think they locked all that down.
I want Hulk Hogan in the administration. I want a new role for Ass Kicker.
Secretary of Ass Kicking?
The Hulkamaniac Department. All right. It's a little nostalgic. If you grew up watching wrestling, I mean, Hulk Hogan is on the Mount Rushmore. And he speaks now at the RNC. So it's a bit nostalgic if you're like me, but this is, love it or hate it, this is the new Republican Party. This is the new Republican brand. It's fun. And here's Hulk Hogan, the legend, runs onto the stage with the American flag.
Amazing.
In the signature bandana. He's going to rip his shirt off. I'm calling it now.
Last week, when they took a shot at my hero, and they tried to kill the next president of the United States, enough was enough, and I said, let Trumpomania run wild, brother, let Trumpomania rule again, let Trumpomania make America great again.
Anybody going to be watching any classic Hulk Hogan wrestling matches this weekend? WrestleMania 6, Hulk Hogan, the Ultimate Warrior. Hulk Hogan throwing Andre the Giant into the mat right in front of Donald Trump, Trump Plaza. I don't know. By the way, big election news. Maybe we need to pull up the interactive map. Arizona ruling makes voter registration harder without proof of citizenship. Oh, it was easy because that was what the Democrats wanted. But they were struck down by the courts, so now you have to be an American citizen to vote in Arizona. Ooh, pain. Arizona election worker arrested for allegedly stealing security device from ballot tabulation center. Oh, what? Huh. Maricopa County, Arizona Supervisor Bill Gates, not that Bill Gates, said Tuesday the county has experienced hiccups with the vote tabulators at 20% of polling places. Oh, this is all going on in Arizona. No illegal voters in Arizona? Guys, do we flip Arizona now? We got to keep this thing up, guys, because I don't have the time to go through all of this. I don't know if you remember how we had it last time, but we should probably just keep that up. All right, I'm not going to go back to it because it's not ready. Instead, let's go to Nathan in Tennessee. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thank
you. Hey, first thing, good, man. Thanks for having me on here real quick. Man, you got to tell callers that they need to quit getting high for the call you, because some of these guys are a little bit out of their minds. Let me just say that out loud real quick. But, two things real quick, if I could. One of them is not about the convention. The other one is, listen, you're showing the Hulk Hogan thing. Dude, I could tell you and Harrison last night were jacked. I was jacked, too, watching it, right? And then Kid Rock comes out there. We're getting jacked. Dana White comes out there, introduces Trump, right? And then they start freaking playing Lee Greenwood's song. I'm like, dude, like, we're all jacked. Dana White is pumped up. And you have to play Lee Greenwood's song?
Well, that's like Trump's song, you know? So it's kind of like that's why they did that.
Yeah, but you can't play American Badass by Kid Rock and then Lee Greenwood, the only hit he's had in the last 40 years, then you play that. You got the Trump sign in the back. It looks like he's doing the Elvis comeback special in 69 sign, and he comes out there looking like a rock star. And it's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. You can take it for what it is, but I was like, dude, really? And they played it on Monday when he came out there originally, because the first time he's been seen, right?
Yeah. I see. Look, I don't disagree, but it, you know, that's just like his intro song. So,
yeah. Real quick, can I say this real quick? Because I've been wanting to say this for you guys for like a year. Different from the campaign, but this is really to Alex. And I know that you're a little bit more open to it because I don't want to get into a let me shut you down moment, Frank, like he does with callers, which Alex does. If Alex is needing money with everything that you guys go on, listen, I want you guys every day. I get it. I don't need to be told anything. You get it. You live it. He is BFFs with the Tate brothers. Those guys are making $25, $50 million a year. Why can't they help fund the InfoWar? Where is that dialogue at? Can I ask that question out loud to everybody who's listening?
I'm not the Tates. I'm not Alex, so I'm just not going to respond to that. And I don't know if I would say the Tates and Alex are BFF. They certainly have a relationship, probably a good relationship. But I'm just, that's not involving me. And so I'm just not going to speak for other people. And I'm not going to get into the legal stuff either. So I've made my public statements about all of this, and I'm just going to do my job here. So I'm just not going to comment on that, Nathan. I just don't have an answer for that. So, I appreciate the call, though. Let's go to Nigeria in Texas. Nigeria, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes. My name is Nigeria with the M as in Mary. So it's like Nigeria.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to beat one of the crew members for getting it wrong. So, okay.
It's okay.
No, it's not, actually. It's not at all. But it's okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yes. I just want to talk about Trump's ear getting shot. My sister, I haven't seen her in like a week, and I went over there not too long ago, and she's already fed by the media that it was staged. So,
well, yeah, the Democrat media, the liberal media, they're saying it's fake. Joy Reid is saying it's fake. Others are saying it hit the teleprompter and it's glass. So, I mean, you know,
how is it glass? One, I've been a professional security guard for over 7 years. I was in a situation where there was a shooting in a complex and the security didn't do nothing about it. He was just laughing, watching everything going on. And the shots went through my seat, over my head and over my sister's head. And it sounded like the same thing on his microphone. So how is it glass if it sounds like, you know, the bullets are going over his head, you know, or by his ear?
I'm not sure what exactly you're saying.
So my sister is fed fake news, and she thinks it was glass.
Well, that's unfortunate.
And it wasn't glass. But I just
if the bullet would have hit the teleprompter, I don't know, it would probably have broken.
Yeah, and he wasn't really too close to that glass for him to get cut. You know what I mean? So,
well, it's just ludicrous. It's unfortunate. The American left is so out of their minds, some of them now, that there's just no reasoning with them. I don't want to say there's no hope for them, but I mean, what can you say? There's just be nice, you know, just be nice. All right, thank you for the call. I'll try to take another one, but we got the interactive map. This is close to what's that, guys? You can leave Maine blue. That's fine. You can switch and give Nebraska's red, I would say. Definitely turn Nebraska red. And then they have, like, single votes in Nebraska and Maine the way the thing works. But that's irrelevant because this is where we had it, and we said that Nevada and Arizona was what the election is going to come down to. If this new voting law in Arizona saves the election, then Trump wins. And if you recall the last time we covered this, I said it's going to come down to Nevada because I think they'll steal Arizona. Well, maybe this ruling in Arizona stops them from stealing Arizona. Then it's over. And they can take Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, and Trump can still win. But let's take one more caller before we sign off. And let's go to Rodrigo in Texas. Go ahead. Rodrigo, are you there? Let's go to Bobby in Florida to close us out. Bobby, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen? I've been watching for the last few days. I just want to say that, they talk about the tower, and then they did have pictures of the body on the roof. And the way the body looked to me, that it was shot in the side of the left side of his skull, because if the Secret Service shot him, it would have been the front of his face that would have been hit. The left side of his face was swollen, which tells me the bullet came in on that side. And his right ear, his head was tilted to the right, was flooded with blood. And it was damned, like as if he had...
Well, even that picture is strange. And it's like, why do they release that picture and then nothing else? How does he end up so far away from his gun is another question. And those are just mysteries that I haven't really gotten into because they're just mysteries. That does it for the show this week. We're going to get right back at it Monday. Hope you're with us.
All right, folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.